Lesson 9, Inventory. Principle 4, openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Happy are the pure in heart. Step 4, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Lamentations 3:40 says, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Think about it. Now that you have the background information and you've built your accountability team, it's time to start writing your inventory. This lesson will provide you with the tools that you need. So how do I start my inventory? The Celebrate Recovery inventory is divided into 4 sections. It will help you keep focused on reality and recall events that you may have repressed. Remember, you are not going through this alone. You are developing your support team to guide you, but even more important, you are growing in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Column 1 is entitled The Person, and in this column, you list the person or object that you resent or fear. Go as far back as you can. Resentment is mostly unexpressed anger and fear. Ephesians 4 verse 31 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Column 2 is entitled The Cause. It has been said that hurt people hurt people. In this column you are going to list the specific actions that someone did to hurt you. What did the person do to cause you resentment and or fear? An example would be the alcoholic father that was emotionally unavailable for you as you were growing up. Another example might be the parent who attempted to control and dominate your life. This reflective look can be very painful. But fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. That's what God says in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Column 3 is entitled The Effect. In this column, write down how that specific hurtful action affected your life. List the effects that it had on your past and your present. Column 4 is entitled The Damage. Which of your basic instincts were injured? Social, in terms of broken relationships or slander. Security, in terms of physical safety or financial loss. Sexual, abusive relationships and damaged intimacy. No matter how you have been hurt, no matter how lost you may feel, God wants to comfort and restore you. Ezekiel 34 verse 16, God says, I will look for those that are lost. I bring back those that wander off, bandage those that are hurt, and heal those that are sick. Column 5 is entitled, My Part. And you need to ask yourself, what part of my resentment against another is my responsibility? Ask God to show you your part in a broken or damaged marriage or relationship, a distant child or parent, or maybe a lost job. Psalm 139 verse 23 says, examine me, O God, and know my mind. Test me and discover. See if there is any evil in me and guide me in the everlasting way. Please note, if you have been in an abusive relationship, especially as a small child, you can find great freedom in this part of the inventory. You see that you had no part, no responsibility for the cause of the resentment. By simply writing the words none or not guilty in column 4, you can begin to be free from the misplaced shame and guilt you have carried with you. Celebrate Recovery has rewritten step 4 for those who have been sexually or physically abused. And it reads like this. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, realizing that all wrongs can be forgiven. Renounce the lie that the abuse was our fault. Here are some more tools to help you. Memorize Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, which says, "Come, let's talk this over, says the Lord. No matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can take it out and make you as clean as freshly fallen snow. Even if you are stained as red as crimson, I can make you white as wool." Read the Balancing the Scale verses on the next page, which will follow the end of this section. Keep your inventory balanced. List both the good and the bad. Continue to develop your support team. And pray continuously. Here are the principal 4 verses called Balancing the Scale. For the emotion of helplessness, this is what the Bible says in Philippians 2:13. For God is at work within you, helping you to want to obey him, and then helping you do what he wants. If you are dwelling on the past, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, when someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun. If you feel wanting, Philippians 4:19 says, and it is he who will supply all your needs from his riches in glory because of what Christ Jesus has done for us. If you're experiencing loneliness, Matthew 28:20, Jesus says, I am with you always. If you're in oppression or trouble, Psalm 9, verse 9, says, all who are oppressed may come to him. He is a refuge for them in their times of trouble. If you're feeling fear or doubt, Joshua 1, verse 9 says, yes, be bold and strong. Banish fear and doubt, for remember, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. If you're feeling melancholic or apathetic, Psalm 118 verse 24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And finally, if you're feeling worried, 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you.